USA Radio News with Wendy King.
House Democrats are pushing a $3 trillion stimulus package. It's the fifth and largest to be considered, and it has money for state and local governments as well as families. Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi.
The HEROES Act focuses on three pillars: opening our economy safely and soon, honoring our heroes, and then putting much-needed money into the pockets of the American people.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell wouldn't call the bill dead on arrival, but there was an inference to that, saying the Senate wants more targeted stimulus.
Well, what I've said is we're taking a look at what we've already done. We've added about $3 trillion to the national debt and assessing the effectiveness of that before deciding to go forward.
The House is expected to vote on the bill on Friday. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
In New York City, Mayor Bill de Blasio says 52 children have been diagnosed with an inflammatory syndrome that's possibly linked to COVID-19.
It's sobering, it's bluntly frightening, and I want to say to parents out there, if you're hearing this information about pediatric multisystem inflammatory syndrome and it sounds scary, it does sound scary. I'm speaking as a parent myself.
At least 14 people were killed, including two newborns, during an attack at a hospital in Kabul, Afghanistan. Interior Ministry spokesman Tariq Aran said the attack also left some new mothers and nurses dead at the maternity clinic, which is run by Doctors Without Borders. Witnesses say they heard gunfire and two explosions at the beginning of the attack by suicide bombers. Special forces killed all the attackers during a clearing operation. They also moved about 100 people to safety. The Taliban, which signed a peace deal with the U.S. in February, denied responsibility for the attack. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The federal deficit for the month of April reached a record high of $738 billion, according to the U.S. Treasury Department. The monthly figure was about three-quarters of the entire fiscal year's 2019 deficit, which came to $984 million. The total deficit for the first 7 months of the 2020 fiscal year stands at $1.48 trillion, bypassing the previous record in 2009, which had a $1.4 trillion deficit. The public debt ballooned thanks to some $3.6 trillion in legislation passed by Congress to fight the coronavirus pandemic. The biggest of those packages was the $2.3 trillion coronavirus aid, which President Trump signed on March 27th. The legislation provided direct stimulus payments to Americans. The Treasury Department said it paid out $217 billion in the individual stimulus checks, $142 billion in state and local government payments, $146 billion in health care costs, and $46 billion in unemployment benefits. Meanwhile, tax receipts were down $294 billion compared to April 2019 after the Trump administration delayed tax payments until July. You can listen to current or older newscasts anytime by logging on to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.